This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, self-refinement. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. Thank you for listening to this show. This is A to Z show from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, we're talking about self-refinement. We know that for sure, arrogance, jealousy, anger, slander, and treason, egotism, backbiting, accusation, ill-speaking, all these issues are bad habits, and they are undesirable habits. Apart from the fact that by features we understand and realize their ugliness, hundreds of Quranic verses and traditions have confirmed their ugliness. They have talked about their ugliness and their indecencies. Our traditions in this field are extremely vast. They are extremely vast, they are also rich and comprehensive, that there does not exist the least shortage. Also, all forbidden acts and sins and their relevant punishments have been explained explicitly and comprehensively in the whole Quran and traditions, and we do know about all of them. Therefore, as for the identification of minor and major sins are concerned, we do not have any problem at all. But at the same time, it must be frankly admitted that we all are captive of sudden and imperious, and that is a nafs al-ammar, the self. And unfortunately, we do not find the grace for purification of self from sins and moral indecency. This is our real problem, for which a solution must be found. In my opinion, these are two important factors relevant to the above problem. We need to check the above problem, the self-refinement, as a big problem, and its main cause is the captiveness of sudden, and the next one is the nafs al-ammara, the self, the imperious self. We are coming back after a few minutes.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. Today we're talking about self-refinement. In this program, we're talking about self-refinement. Now, I've been talking about the two major factors relevant for the problem of self-refinement. And we talked about the Satan and the Nafs al-Ammara. Now, one of the other major two problems that cause self-refinement is fast. We do not understand our moral diseases and do not have the courage to admit this sickness within ourselves. We keep ourselves from it and say that we're not having it, and it's like we're not recognizing it. We're not having any recognition for that, for this particular sickness. Now, secondly, we regard this particular problem as a minor thing, and we are negligent about the severe, painful, and catastrophic consequences arising thereof. We are not concerned for the treatment. We are not working anything. We are not doing anything to make sure that it's treated and it's end. So these are the two factors responsible for negligence towards self-refinement. Therefore, this should be discussed in detail, and the method of treatment should also be looked at. It should be discovered. How can we treat self-refinement? Thank you so much for listening to this show. Until next episode, inshallah, we'll talk much about this. Thank you so much. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.